الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us o the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel ثم الحمد لله all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal our sustainer provider cherisher and nourisher the master of the day of judgment the owner initiator and creator of everything that exists We send peace and blessings upon his most exalted and celebrated prophet, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, alayhi muridwan. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the early echo, and for those who are watching us off the social media, such as our Facebook page or our YouTube channel, or for those who are watching this program off the satellite in various parts of the world, we say marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum to every one of you. May Allah Azza wa Jalla accept all your ibadat. Thumma alhamdulillah, we would love to begin with the recitation of Durood-e Pak, and thereafter, since it is the morning parts in South Africa, so we would love to start off with a Hamd-e Bari Ta'ala. Let us listen to the blessings of reciting Durood. And thereafter, inshallah, we would listen to this beautiful hamd, inshallah. The Prophet of Rahmah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated in a hadith, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِصَلَاتِ عَلَيَّ فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. For the durood which you recite upon me shall be light and noor for you on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. This means, we should always adorn our get-togethers and gatherings, our family get-togethers. That is to say, whenever you have a family union, there is a family get-together where everyone meets up, then always start your programs and your conversations by reciting durood, salutations and salams upon the most exalted creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. By doing so, you will see blessings, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. How beautiful is this day of viewers of Madani channel. Huzur, aisa karam, kaash mujh pe ho jaye, mera wazifa, durudo salam ho jaye. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, we begin our day in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Chale, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, mil karke ye hamd padhte hain. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us His love and grant us the love of His beloved Habib, Muhammad Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu, 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 la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah, Allahu, 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 اللہ اللہ واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے اللہ واحد یکتا ہے ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے اللہ 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 بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون چکوڑ کا جانانا اللہ 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 جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بوئے گل میں وہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بوئے گل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ نغمات کل کل میں وہ اللہ 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 اللہ
Dear viewers of Madini channel, there is no doubt whatsoever that Allah Azza wa Jalla has placed peace and blessings in His dhikr, in His remembrance. When you make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, you will most definitely attain tranquility and peace and contentment within your hearts. It's for no other reason Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned this in these words, in the glorious Quran Pak, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily, the satisfaction of the heart is within the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. When you make His dhikr, this is the summary of the ayah, dear viewers of Madani channel, that the more dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla you shall make, the more contentment you will experience within your heart, the more satisfied your heart would be. It would be at peace, your heart wouldn't race, your heart wouldn't chase you. And this is only when you wholeheartedly remember Allah Azza wa Jalla. Take His name from the depths of your heart. Let's make this dua collectively.
Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe noori paaye jila. Mawla dil ka zang chuda, qalbe noori paaye jila. Dil ko kar de aaina, dil ko kar de aaina. Jisme chamke ye kalma, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Amanna bi rasulillah. Allah, 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 Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. So Our discussion for this morning, dear viewers of Madani channel, is the Eid of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We love him and we follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So in today's episode and program, we are discussing how did the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam spend his Eid? What are the things that we should adopt as the followers of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And since we claim to love him, so how can we fulfill this claim by following his teachings and sunnah? How can we bring that into practice, inshallah, zawajallah, and inculcate that within our lives is what we are discussing just after this beautiful and amazing kalam that we are going to be listening to just within a moment. So stay tuned with Madani channel, inshallah, till the end of our episode and program. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, ye ek jaan kya hai agar ho karodo, tere naam par sabko wara karu main, aap par qurbaan meri jaan ya rasool Allah. Fida ka ya Rasool Allah, fida ka ya Habib Allah, fida ka ya Rasool Allah, fida ka ya Habib Allah. Hai aarzu hamari, hai justuju hamari, hai aarzu hamari, hai justuju hamari. Nabi pe jaaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaaye wali, Nabi pe jaaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaaye wali. برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم کہتے ہیں برملا ہم مایوس کیوں پھرے ہم سرکار کے گدا ہیں کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم سرکار کے گدا ہیں کوئی نہیں ہمیں غم کوئی نہیں ہمیں قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گھیلب پر جاری قسمت ہے یہ ہماری ہر دم گھیلب پر جاری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ Fida ka ya Rasool Allah, fida ka ya Habib Allah, fida ka ya Rasool Allah, fida ka ya Habib Allah. Hai aarzu hamari, hai justuju hamari, hai aarzu hamari, hai justuju hamari. Nabi pe jaaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaaye wali, Nabi pe jaaye sadqe, Nabi pe jaaye wali.
علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں رنجو علم ہمارے سب دور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں ہم ذکر مصطفیٰ سے مسرور ہو گئے ہیں مسرور صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری صدا ہے یہ ہماری چھوڑے ہم دنیا داری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے واری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سائے میں تمہارے ہیں قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دل و جان ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت وہ خوش نصیب جن کو حاصل ہے ان کی نسبت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت پاتے ہیں چین و راحت کرتے ہیں ان کی مدحت کرتے ہیں آقا کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری کہتی ہے دنیا ساری حسرت ہے یہ ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہماری
نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے ذکر نبی سے اپنے سینے کو جگمگائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے دربار مصطفیٰ میں سر اپنا ہم جھکائے سر اپنا ہم جھکائے ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری ہو اشک ندامت کے آنکھوں سے اپنی جاری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ سائے میں تمہارے ہے قسمت یہ ہماری ہے قربان دلوں جان ہے کیا شان تمہاری ہے
پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت یہ پنج تن کی الفت اصحاب سے محبت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت غوث الورا کی چاہت مرشد سے یہ عقیدت مرشد سے یہ محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری محسن گے جانے ساری قائم رہے ہماری
نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری
آپ پر قربان میری جان یا رسول اللہ
فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ فدا کا یا رسول اللہ فدا کا یا حبیب اللہ ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری ہے آرزو ہماری ہے جستجو ہماری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری نبی پہ جائے صدقے نبی پہ جائے ہاری
Subhanallah. Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel. And this was a new kalam that we were just listening to and watching on Madani channel. Subhanallah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless us through the sadaqah and wasila of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May we be sacrificed upon his blessed feet. Arwahuna fida. May our bodies and souls be sacrificed upon him, just as his blessed sahaba alayhi muridwan had sacrificed everything at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is a beautiful parable in the Holy Quran Pak that speaks about how the Bani Israel had made a day in which Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent down a feast for them. And this parable has been described and mentioned in the Holy Quran Pak. As they said, to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah Azza wa Jalla had described this entire parable in the Holy Quran Pak. Here in this verse, dear viewers of Madini channel, you would learn that the son of Maryam, Qala Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, the son of Maryam, said, رَبَّنَا أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ لَنَا عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ. Allahu Akbar. O Allah Azza wa Jal, O our Lord, send down to us a table spread from heaven. Allahu Akbar. He says, from heaven, so that it may become a day of celebration for us. It may become a day of Eid for us. Send down a table spread from heaven. Why? So that it may become a sign for us, a day of Eid for us. Allahu Akbar. For which people? For the former and for the latter people. And a sign from you, and give us sustenance. And you are the best provider of sustenance. Allahu Akbar. Indeed, then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فمن يكفر بعد منكم فإني أعذبه عذابا لا أعذبه أحدا من العالمين. And Allah Azza wa Jalla said, indeed, I am sending it down to you. So therefore, whoever disbelieves among you, I will surely punish him with a punishment with which I shall not punish anyone else in the world. Allahu Akbar. So here, they had demanded for a feast from heaven. Who had demanded this? The followers of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, the Bani Israel, they had demanded this. Now the reason for them to demand this, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam even warned them and said to them that how could you even demand something like this? They mentioned that, Ya Sayyidi, we are hungry. We're not doing this to test. We do believe, but our faith will be even more strengthened, and your truthfulness in you claiming to be the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla will also be declared by this when you would request this in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, for him to send down to us a feast from heaven. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla said, fine, this feast will descend, but thereafter, if anyone disbelieves, then he will face such torment which no one on this earth had ever faced. Dear viewers of Madini channel, it has been now mentioned in the tafsir of this surah, Allahu Akbar, that what type of food then descended from the heaven. It has been mentioned that a fish then descended, and there were roti, there were olives and cheese with this. There were various other foods that descended with this. And this day, this is the point we want to make, became the day of Eid for them. From amongst them, those who disbelieved, it has been mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla had transformed them into pigs. For 3 days, they remained in that state because Allah Azza wa Jalla had sent down food for them as per their demand. They began to save that without having trust for the next day. And when they'd done so, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had warned them by saying, do not save for the next day. Have tawakkul in Allah, the Rabb. That Rabb who had fed you today will also feed you and provide for you tomorrow. Wallahu khayrul raziqeen. He is the best of providers. But these people began to save, and because of doing so, Allah Azza wa Jalla had punished them so severely, dear viewers, that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam then made dua for their death, seeing them in that pity condition, transformed into pigs. What types of people ever existed on the face of this earth? It is beyond imagination. Now imagine for a moment, when this Eid were granted to the previous Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this day became a day of celebration for them. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla had bestowed the month of Ramadan upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this Ramadan, the Quran was also revealed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through his sadqain wasila jameela, Allah Azza wa Jalla had then blessed us with this Mubarak and blessed day, which is the day of Eid. The whole concept is that this day should never just be about meeting and greeting. This day should just never be about wearing nice clothes. It should never just be about going around with your family. What is the essence of Eid? How can we inculcate the day of celebration? Meaning, how this day was celebrated by the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Can we celebrate this day like that? This is the question. Now let's hear about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Aside from the sunan of Eid, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would eat something before he would leave, when he would return, in the direction he would leave. They are sunan, they are mustahabbat with regards to the day of Eid, what should be done and what should not be done. But let me give you a beautiful parable that will shake your iman, that will awaken you from the inside. For those who don't show shafqat and love to children, for those who are unkind towards orphans, for those who unjustly consume the wealth of the poor, listen to this fragrant and beautiful story which have been quoted and mentioned by various scholars of Islam. It is the day of Eid, and the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is going for Eid Salah in the early parts of the morning. And as he goes and he proceeds towards Eidgah, he then passes a young boy who is an orphan. He has the signs of tears on his eyes, on his cheeks. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam stopped by him as this young boy had drawn the attention of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. After approaching him, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired as to what has caused you to cry. This orphan child says to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am crying for I have no supporter in my life. I am an orphan, I had lost my father, and since then I have no shelter, I have no supporters, I have no guardians, I have no one to take care of me. Allahu Akbar. As he said these words, dear viewers of Madani Channel, and he expressed his heartfelt desires to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our beloved Aqa, Sarwari Kainat, Ahmad Mukhtar, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, oh young boy, as of today, I am as your guardian, as your supporter. Allahu Akbar. Now tell me, oh young boy, aren't you happy about this? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wasallam taken him to his home and ordered the family members to have him ready. It's for this reason in Sahih al-Bukhari, Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, the beloved and blessed wife of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, has stated that Nabi Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned, in Jannah there is a home called Darul Farah. Darul Farah. And only those who show kindness and those who are merciful towards children will be made to enter through this home in Jannah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, how amazing this is, subhanallah. Darul Farah. Only those who make happiness enter into the hearts of children will be made to enter into this place called Darul Farah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us all enter into this palace and place, subhanallah, which is specially prepared for those who show kindness and mercy towards children. And this is the style and the tariqah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let me elaborate a little more on this. It's mentioned in various other ahadith as well with regards to shafqat and the kindness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam upon children, that even when he would enter into Madinatul Munawwara from any journey, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not just enter into the city of Madinatul Munawwara, rather he would stop his ride and conveyance at the entrance of Madinatul Munawwara, for the children of Medina would surround the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would never ever break the heart of any child. So what he would do, it has been mentioned in Sirat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that the Prophet of Rahmah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wasallam, would then make one child sit before him. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, Adara Dekhen, subhanallah, just to please kids and children, to what level and what extent our Aqa and our Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go, dear viewers. This is a beautiful trait on the day of Eid. If you and I could learn how to show kindness, how to be merciful towards orphans, this is a great trait of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Parvana Isham I Risalat, Imam al-Kalam, Kalam al-Imam, al-Shah, Mawlana, Mufti Ahmad Ridha Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has penned and composed this beautiful Kalam in which he speaks about the excellence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he refreshes our aqeedah when he says, subhanallah.
Kaun deta hai dene ko mo chahiye, kaun deta hai dene ko mo chahiye, dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi, سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا اعلی ہمارا نبی او کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی سب سے اولا نبی سب سے بالا لا ہمارا نبی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Let us listen to this Madani pearl inshallah. Stay tuned with Madani channel. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. On the day of Eid, some people came to the house of Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ to meet and greet him. But the door was closed and the sound of crying was emanating from the house. When the door opened, they asked surprisingly, O Amir al-Mu'mineen رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, today is Eid and everyone is delighted. Why are you crying? He رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ replied, wiping his tears, O people, this is the day of celebration as well as the day of warning. Indeed, this is Eid for the one whose salah and fast have been accepted. But it is the day of wa'id. This is the day of warning for the one whose salah and fast have been rejected and thrown onto his face. I am crying because I do not know whether my worship has been accepted or rejected. Allahu Akbar Kabira. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. آمین. بجاہ نبی الامین صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم.
Welcome back, dear viewers of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our respected muballigh of Da'wat Islami was sharing with us these amazing and beautiful pearls. Alhamdulillah, it has been mentioned with regards to a companion by the name of Abu Talha radiyallahu an, he has stated that the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whenever he would come to my home, my son Umair, he had a bird. Allahu Akbar. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would enter the home, he would say, Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala an-nughair. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would play with my child in this way by asking him, Ya Aba Umair, O Abu Umair, O the son of Umair, ma fa'ala an-nughair, what did your bird Nughair do today? What did he say today? What did he do? Dear viewers of Madani channel, this is a great teaching of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who have become parents, Allah has made you a mother or a father, and Allah has given you this darja and tested you with being a parent. It's the right of your child that you instill in him the correct values and you discipline them for the correct reasons. So inshallah azza wa jalla, if you want them to be soldiers of the future, subhanallah, if you want to instill in them Islamic values, subhanallah, then instill in them and teach them the seerah and the biography of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's important for them to understand and note and remember the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, being strict with them and disciplining them is one thing altogether, but it needs to be very moderate. And together with that, we inculcate and we bring about the aspects of Islam and the values of Islam, how Islam focuses on, you know, giving the proper tarbiyah and training to children in their infancy, because they are like wax. If you mold them in that age, then they will mold into any shape that you would mold them into by rectifying their character, so on and so forth. Stay tuned with us. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep sharing these videos via the social media. And we have come to the end of our today's program and episode. We discussed the Eid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again, at the end of our episode, we make this dua that He Azza wa Jalla forgives us our major and minor sins. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.